Alrighty, here we go. Welcome, welcome. Doing it from indoors. It's cold, it's blustery. And I was just out there. Now I'm in here. And we're going to talk Steve Garvey. 5'10", 192, bad right through right, first base, third base, December 22nd, 1948. He's a Michigan man. Went to Michigan State. Sparty. He's from Tampa. And September 1st, 1969, debuted, went 0-for-1. May 23rd, 1987, wrapped it up, went 0-for-1. Debuted at 20, wrapped it up, hung up the cleats at 38. I remember Steve Garvey being introduced to him from the Sklar Brothers, from Cheap Seats. And hilarious. They loved ragging on the Garv, or Mr. Clean, as he's known. Mr. Clean. Young Gravy. He won an MVP. 10-time All-Star. 1981 World Series champ with the Dodgers. 4-time Gold Glover. 2-time NLCS MVP. 2-time All-Star MVP. He wore number 6. Speaking of war, 38.0 career war. 8,800, 35 at-bats. 2,500, 99 hits. 272 homers. 294 batting average. It's a solid batting average. That's back when people used to put up more volume. A lot more numbers. Like, that'd be a Hall of Famer. By just right away, that's a Hall of Famer in today's. I mean, he's got almost 3,000. Doesn't have as many homers as I expected. But 10 All-Stars, very impressive. Yeah, I would say if you put up those numbers and you retire now, then you make the Hall of Fame. But since he played in the 70s and 80s, I think a lot more people were putting up 2,500 hits. Look at this consistency. 162 games in 1977, 78. 79, 76, actually 163 in 1980. 81 was a strike-shortened season, led the majors with 110 games. 162 the next year in 82. 161 in 84. 162 in 85. He was kind of like Cal Ripken Jr. Kind of like a mini Iron Man. Mr. Clean. It's always on the field. Yeah. 2,332 career games. 19 seasons. Yeah, man. Back when he just did not miss time. And there you go. He had 202 hits in 1978. Led the National League. 204 hits the next season. 200 hits in 1980. Led the National League. Career high was 210 hits. In 1975. Yeah, like those are huge hit totals for current day. That's crazy. Like rarely, maybe like a couple players will get 200 hits in the season. Like maybe one. Like what, this year? Like maybe one player had 200 hits? Doubles, 440 doubles. Double totals. Starting in 1974, he had 32, 38, 37, 25, 36, 32, 27, 23, 35, 22, 27, 34, 22. That's double. That's a lot of doubles. He was a double machine. 43 career triples. Not as many homers as I expected. 33 was a season high. In 1977, it was his only season with more than 28 home runs. Lots of RBI, 1,308 career RBI. Get some cold brew in me. cold brew slash milk. 115 RBI in 1977, career high. 4 seasons with at least 110 RBI. 5 seasons with over 105 RBI. 83 career stolen bases, 62 caught stealing. He rarely walked. Steve Garvey never walked. 479 walks in 19 seasons. Dude, his career high in walks for a season was 50. He only had 50 walks once in a season. That's crazy, dude. He only had over 40 walks. He only had at least 40 walks twice in 2 seasons. Dude, that's nothing. 40 walks is nothing. We've looked at lots of guys to get over 100 walks in a season. Dude, his on base for the career, 329. He batted 294 in his on base. I've never seen that close of an on base to batting average career. Only 35 points higher. That's crazy. He didn't strike out much either. Never struck out 100 times in a season. 1,003 career strikeouts. But that I've never seen someone who's on base is so poor compared to their batting average. Dude, Steve Garvey was not about waiting around at the plate. He was getting his hacks in. Hacks on HBO. Steve Garvey's favorite show. led the league in grounded in a double plays in 2 seasons with 25 in each. He also had 25 in another season as well. So a lot probably wasn't too fast. Maybe just lots of dope. Maybe not hustling too hard down the line. I don't know. No, based on 83 career stolen bases. But he did have 19 stolen bases in 1976 with 8 caught stealing. But there you go. So he won MVP in 1974. Then he finished 11th in MVP, 6th, 6th, 2nd, 14th, 6th, 25th, and then 20th in 1984. And then his All-Star seasons were 74 through 81, and then 84 and 85 as a Padre. He's with the Dodgers 69 to 82, then Padres 83 to 87. And never got a Silver Slugger, but I think we looked at when the Silver Slugger was introduced. I think it was like 1981, if I'm remembering. I might as well just look it up again. So much stuff on the podcast. Silver Slugger first year of Silver Slugger. I think it's 81. Come on. Give me the first season. List of Silver Slugger Award, 1980. There you go. So most of Garvey's career, he was not even, the Silver Slugger was not even around. So there you go. Steve Garvey is like a secret undercover Iron Man. Actually led the National League with 10 sac flies in 84 for the Padres. For the Pods. There you go. He was a 1,143 career runs. Never scored 100 runs in a season. So not a big run-scoring man. More of an RBI guy than a run scorer. And more of a way more of a doubles guy than home runs. Not a big speed guy, but a huge hit guy. Like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 seasons with at least 200 hits. That's crazy, dude. Those hit numbers, dude, he's a Hall of Famer if he plays nowadays. If his career is present day, he's one of the best hit guys in the league then. But I think lots of people were getting that many hits back in the 70s and 80s. All right. There you go. I don't know. I don't think anything else on... I think we covered the Garv, Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean. Why you gotta come to me? Yep, I was planning on going pretty quick today. It's 8:35 a.m. local, specific standard time. Now it's 8:36. All right. So I was going to go pretty quick. So I did it. But we got some in-depth coverage on the Garv. Check out the old Arnie Pod, me and Brett. Listen, I'd recommend me and Brett episodes. I'd recommend the film flips from back in 2020, summer of 2020. I'd recommend basketball fans getting hyped for basketball season. Starts tonight, right? And yeah, so listen to the basketball show from back in February. Baseball fans, check out all the topic of the day, Hall of Fame or not debates, where we'll do in-depth coverage on a specific player, such as the Garv, such as we did today. And yeah, this one was a little quicker because I was like, I've been going long. I've been giving people lots of stuff to listen to, but I've also been doing recommendations. If you like listening to like interviews of famous people that I don't know personally, I did those back in summer of 2020. Check it out. All sorts of different stuff. Scroll through Arnie Pod. Goes back to February 2019. Over 500 episodes, baby. All right, have a great day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And have a great day. And see you next time. Bye-bye.